Tina, you want to do me a favor? You grab me water? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Dana Monteith from the Holy Mother Ramblers. Tradition. I just wanted to let you folks know what the hell was going on with the song, so you know what the hell I was thinking, boy. I'm sort of one of these people that's plagued but I don't know if it's a plague. Well, this song is about the downside of not having the foresight to live outside of the moment every now and then. And I'll do these things that somehow wind up working against me. And for example, when I was three. It starts off just very simple like this. I'm three, my mother's ironing some stuff, sets the iron down and goes, "Don't touch the iron. Whatever you do, don't touch the iron. The iron's really hot." I look at her, I'm like, go up to the iron. I just press my thumb against it as hard as I could, and a big ass blister on my thumb. And my mother's just looking at me. She's like, "What are you thinking? What? I just told you." And I'm just like, "I'm three, you know?" It doesn't. That wasn't the excuse. It wasn't because I was three. It was just because I was curious, I guess, you know. Or there was a time that it's not mentioned in the song when I was in fourth grade and I had just gotten off the school bus, and the bus was pulling away, and I pick up a big old rock, and I had every intention of throwing the rock at the bus and hitting a window, and I wanted to see if I could throw it hard enough to break the window, but I didn't actually think about the repercussions of what if the rock actually broke the window. So I chucked the rock at the bus, and sure enough, I broke the window, and I see the bus, like, the brake lights come on, and I just booked. I ran home, you know? And then it was like all the kids on the street, of course, knew that I did it, so from that point on, like, all night long, we're all plotting, like, what my story is going to be. Like, on the next day, we're all, like, hanging out, like, in each other's yards, thinking about, okay, here's my story, you know, this is what I couldn't sleep at all, and I had butterflies in my stomach all day, get into class the next morning, and I'm just sitting there and waiting, and finally, like, that little intercom phone rings. Teacher picks it up, and she looks at me, and I was like, oh, fuck.
I don't know, a lot of people were throwing stuff.
Yeah. Sure enough, I got called down to the office, they had to call my folks at work, and I had explained to him on the telephone why I threw the rock at the bus. And they were just like, what are you thinking? This is one more of these things. To bring you like further up to date, just a few years ago, all the guys in our band, not Transamericans, but Mo, we all lived in one house together in Albany. And we were just about to go out on tour. And Rob had a bunch of fireworks that he had picked up down south. And they were sitting in the living room for the longest time. And we were just about to leave, and just about to take off the door, and I had come out of my bedroom with my bags and stuff, and I was ready to go, and Chuck is holding one of these really big bottle rockets, you know, one of the big, big bottle rockets, the big manly ones, the sexy ones, and he's playing with the lighter and going, ooh, you know, like, it's like, come on, do it, you pussy, you know, and of course, you know, it didn't happen anyway. I was like, give it to me, I'll do it, you know, and so, I was, the way it was set up, I was standing in the living room, and there was a door on the opposite corner of the living room that sort of like went in through the kitchen, then like into my bedroom. And I figured I'll just zip the thing across the room, you know, and like into my bedroom. Then whatever happened, whatever. But what I didn't what I didn't notice or seem to care about at the time was that our former sound man's $450 North Face Gore-Tex jacket was hanging on the door. And so I lit off the bottle rocket. It sailed directly into his jacket. And it happened to be like one of those like triple stage bottle rockets. It was like several times. And I just melted his jacket, this $450 jacket. And of course, we were broke at the time. We were making like $60 a week and eating peanut butter and jelly and all of that. And, you know, and he's just like looking at me. He's going, what are you thinking? It's just, my life is riddled with these events. And, so this is a song about that. It's called What the Hell Are You Thinking, Boy?
I laughed for weeks. The event took me through a 6-week tour.
So there you have it. Lady Night.